This weekend in Midtown Manhattan, diehard football fanatics showed up at Madison Square Garden to watch the NFL draft of college players. These fans are known as draftniks, and Weekend Edition producer Phil Harrell knows them well. He's one of them.
The draftnik travels from the farthest reaches of the country. They stand in serpentine lines for hours on end. Once inside, anticipation builds from an excited buzz to a cacophonous roar. And then, the commissioner of the NFL approaches the podium.
With the first choice in the 2004 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Eli Manning, quarterback, Mississippi.
That's it. Suits reading names off of cards. This is what sends the draftnik into a frenzy. There will be over 250 names read over the course of two whole days. There is simply no way to gussy that up. What's more frightening is the draftnik knows all these names. Look at one of the top draft picks this year, Ben Roethlisberger. The average football fan can't even pronounce this guy's name. The draftnik can tell you how fast he runs a 40-yard dash. Just about every statistic a player has accumulated throughout his college career is detailed in various draft guides, even psychological profiles of each prospect. J. Edgar Hoover should have had it this easy. Now, whether or not they realize just how closely they resemble stalkers is unknown. But draftniks should at least acknowledge the cost of their obsession. Draftniks spend two whole days locked in a poorly lit room, when all the majesty that is New York City waits right outside those doors. Theaters, galleries, shopping, porn. Plus, New York is also the nation's culinary capital. Yet these people limit themselves to three meals a day at the Garden's concession stand. Greasy hot dogs, stale pretzels, and soggy potato knishes. The Donner Party had better options. So, why do they do it? Well, a few years ago, a friend of mine told me that when a true football fan faces the prospect of spending February through August without the game, they realize the draft is all they've got. It's an oasis of optimism in the lifeless void that is baseball season. At once, I understood the impulse to collect with like-minded geeks. I bought a draft guide, booked my hotel room, and began the inevitable conversion into the delusional, socially inept, malnourished draftnik. God help me.
When Phil Harrell is not obsessing about football and first draft picks, he's a producer for this program.